Shir Nun Tesimus, Secha Shabbos, Badur Shishiva, first year in Perakam Atzniya continued. Chesivan Heitav Shemim Ches, May 24, 1980, on Tuesday, continued.
In other words, what sometimes she did, that even by the Ruach Sheinu Nitzar, if hot milk spills, it spills, for a cold piece of meat, you just have to peel off from the surface, and the rest of the meat you are allowed to eat. Now, how can that be explained? Now, the Shach, the Ramor says in Simen Tzadikei, the Ramor says in Simen Tzadikei that if hot milk is spilled over a piece of meat, so then, and if it's the Ruach HaNifsak, so then the cold piece of meat, nothing in the Ruach HaNifsak. If the Ruach HaNifsak is, if the Ruach HaNifsak is spilled over cold meat, so then you have to peel off, you have to kill it. But if it's the Ruach HaNifsak, you know, sometimes it drops, the Ruach HaNifsak falls upon a piece of meat, so then it's smooth. It's smooth. So then the Mekudas HaKesef, in Simen Tzadikei, he has the Kashi, there is a Hamor, in Tarubes, he says that even when Yisr is spilled over Heta, and it's Ruach HaNifsak, you have to be killed. So how is it that he, it's not Mekudas HaKesef? So Mekudas HaKesef says, I think it's Simen Tzadikei, he says there is a difference between Mosul Cholov and Jones. So by showing Suri, Iyuwav, Ikiruach HaNitzak, it's also Asas Kikrip, by Mosul Cholov. So, by Kiruach HaNitzak, it Asas Kikrip. But Kiruach HaNitzak, it's Mutalada. What's the Pshat? What's the Pshat? That's what Nikolas HaKesef says. What's the Pshat? So I think Pshat is very simple. By Kiruach HaNitzak, then it's Mubashlip. So if it's Mubashlip, it could be some male source of some hollow balls. Machine came by Kiruach HaNitzak. So then it's only Mavliya to the clip. And even that Bliya to the clip is not a Bliya anymore.
Why not?
It's not a Bliya anymore. Because it's Kiruach HaNitzak. So Mele, it's not Mavliya anymore. So it's a Bliya Metis. So Baisho is suing, where Bisho is not important, Milerais is not important. Let's say Sho is suing, Chilef. If Chilef is Midla, I'll be Kovish Kimbush. So it's also Milerais. It makes a difference whether I'll be Sho or not Kimbush. So Mele, but even by Kiruach, HaNitzak, so it's also Milerabon. Masheim, because the Bliye, by Kiruach HaNitzak, the Bliye is not anymore anyway in the Bliye. So the male by Shor is so in so some drapon. Mashiki na gosa de holo since in the rise only the ambition. And if it is Kiruach HaNitzak, then it's Mubashal to the people. So it's the ambition. Mashiki, if it's Kiruach HaNitzak, so then it's not Bishop. But it's only Mavliya, Bliya, Shein, Mura. Without Bishop, so by Mosul Cholo, it's not in Mosul de Rabon. So Mele, Ekonik, we have to say the same thing in Ramatam. Ekonik Ramatam. So, Irufam Eklavishin is Mabliya Ibli, is Mabliya and the whole Chatech. The whole Chatech. So, Mele, the Kashi is, why does the Gemara say in Tzochim that if hot milk is spilled for a coat of meat, so all you have to do is to be killing from the surface, from the periphery, and the rest of the meat you can eat. So some Rishonim say that that Gemara has to be applied by Nitzak, but Ramatam doesn't give the terms. That's what they so Ramatam Shiti is that even by Kiruach HaNitzak, if it happens to have milk being poured over a cold piece of meat, even Kiruach HaNitzak, all you have to do is to be killed. But why are you allowed to eat the rest? Because even though it's Mabliya and Ruach HaTichen, but it's not the Bliya Gmura. So Mele, So mainly it's Natosa. It's Natosa. And Rabbi Tam is made that even though Irish tradition and it's Madriya and the whole Chatich and the whole Tele, but still it's only to the Kli. Why is it Mivashal if it's Madriya in the whole Tele, in the whole Chatich, why is it Mivashal only in the Kli? Because in the Kli it's Madriya and the Mure, but in the rest of the Tele, it's in the Tele to a day that takes place through Bishal and tradition. So Mele doesn't have it in a bishop. So Mele, like was the hollow for it depends upon the Isa bishop. So Mele the Chachomim will make it. But by Shor Yisrael, let's say, if hot lard will be poured over a piece of heter, then the whole thing will be tamasa. But by was the hollow, according to Rav Netan, we say that even if it's a geluach, she'en in Yitzhak, so it only answers
to the Klippe.
But beyond the Klippe not. But it's Klippe. It's a Klippe from the point of view of this. But as far as Bishul is concerned, it's only. But there is another Russian thesis in Zvochim that says that the Gvorim Zvochim has referenced to Kiruach and Yitzhak. But Kiruach Shein and Yitzhak in the Chaname, even by Bosom Cholov, the whole Chatiche will become Mosah. So this is. All right, now, tomorrow and Thursday, I don't expect to give shiur in Shabbos because it's for a long time I didn't give shiur in the Bosh of the Cholom. But Friday will be a shiur in Shabbos, and then we'll start Perek HaMatzniach.
The same day?
What?
The same day? We'll finish
the same day.
Shir Samach and Masachah Shabbos by the Rosh Hashiva, second Shir in Perek HaMatzniah, Yer Alef Sivan Heitav Shem Mem Ches, May 27th, 1988, and Friday.
The Chai, the Chol. Like this, the Mishnah mentions a Godel, Mitzayim, various Shur for the respective Ochel. Not every Echol has the same Shia, Yayin.
Bread
and water, I mean, and so actually the usual shiur for Eichel is grapes. That's really the size of a
dried
fine fig. That's the usual shiur, but the other shiur most. But suppose he's made tzi for the purpose of brandy or as a sample. As a sample, you know, he wants to advertise a certain product.
He's a salesman.
Yes, so he wants to show a sample. So then, even if he doesn't have the shiur of greatness, it still fulfills the function. Because the shiur of greatness is a shiur in the Bachoshev. It's not a just exerts a cause of greatness. It's a shiur in the, it is exerts a cause of. But it's descriptive of the Bachosh. That's why it varies from Echol to Echol. So in case he's made Tzir Zera to plant, or we do more as a sample, or as a therapy, as a medicine, as a medication. So even if it's less than a greatness, even if it's a mashal, it fulfills a certain purpose. So even the mashal is high. So a matzliya with Zera, or we do more, or we do more, ויציא בשבס חייב בחוד וכל אודו מן חייב אלו פעל קישור. So only this person who took it outside for the purpose of using it as a medication, as a sample to plan it, some knowledge of a choshev. In other words, there is a subjective standard vis-a-vis that person, but vis-a-vis another person who is not taking it out for medication, for example, for planting. So he's not chayef unless he says the shiur, otherwise it's not in the bachor.
What is vis-a-vis?
Vis-a-vis? Relative to.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Choza v'ichmisei in a chayef eloki shiur. Suppose he was made once before, but then he put it back absolute place where it was kept, and then he was made see again. So we don't say sins. He did it once explicitly for the purpose of meditation. Now that he put it back and he took it out again, it's the same purpose, unless he throws it out. But Nastam, no. Because that was only for the first Itzoi. Now this Itzoi, so Nastam, so it's not before. So it's not before, if it's less than it less. So it's not the Bachosh.
So it's Pater.
He's Pater. Hamatznia b'chol shu. So why matznia lizer ledugmo yofur is high b'chol shu? Because the action is the b'chosh. Elo kishire, b'chol echad kishure, b'chol echo shiura mufirish le. So, b'zerunim, chamisho, zera kishuyim, u'dluyim, u'dlu amitz rishnayim, u'bishor boim, k'yayin, u'eichuin, u'gemi, kishira mufirish, the usual shir by Ochlin is gracious, but there are other shirim also. Chozar b'yichnisei, ze sheitziya, poches m'chishir, v'yitziye, umchozar b'nimla, shaloi mizeirom b'yichnisom, ein echayu b'achnos ezu elum k'yayit b'yishir so, yichidu b'nimla chalo, v'yayu zeirei, b'yichu m'chshabtei, alright. Lomel misam atznia. Leisne. Hameitzi lizera udugmul vorchai. Why is that important that he stores it? You suppose he doesn't store it? He doesn't store it. It's kept on the table. Yeah, but it's kept on the table. He doesn't store it. But he's taking it outside and he says he's taking it outside in order to plant it. He's taking it outside in order to show potential customers. He's taking it outside as a medication. As a medication. So he sells the chayav. It's the story. So why does the Mishnah have to say Hamatznia? Lo Mishnah say Leisna Meitzi Lizera Udumo Udukhuo Chayav Uchoshu Omar Abaye Hochem Maaskinon Kegei Sheitzniyei Vishochach Lemaitzniyei. The hashtag come off because it's done. Mao became a bad, but to the bad, the machapte, commashmo. Koreise, Aldas, the Shane, Oase. That was the Mishnah mentioned Hamatznia in case where he stored it for a certain purpose. For a certain purpose. And then
he forgot.
Absent-minded, he forgot for what purpose he stored. But he wants, he's taking it out for the same purpose for which he started. And then when somebody will tell him, or himself will remind himself, for what purpose he started, so he'll use it for that purpose. But right now, as he goes outside, he doesn't even remember for what he started. Whether for Achille or for Rifui.
So why is he taking it out?
Because it has to be done.
He knows that he has to take it out.
He has to take it out.
And he doesn't know specifically why.
For what purpose?
Uh-huh.
He has to take it to a certain place.
And he doesn't know why.
He has to take it to the field. But whether he stored it in order to plant it in the field, or stored it in order to give someone, to use it as a medication in the field, that he doesn't know.
Or to sell it.
Or to show it to customer, I mean, that he doesn't remember. But he knows that at this and this time, it has to be in that place. For what purpose? That will be determined later on. There you go. So he's taking it outside.
All old people are there.
Yes, so Mele, if he stored it, so then we say, Aldas, Krishna, he said. So Mele, and then he turns out, or he reminds himself, oh, I stored it, now I remind myself. I stored it in order to show it to a potential customer. So then, he's high. But if he didn't store it, and he doesn't even know for what, why he's taking it out, so he says, he takes it out and he said, well, I really don't know for what I'll use it. Maybe I'll plant it, maybe maybe I'll use it, I'll show it to a customer, maybe I'll do it meditation, maybe I'll use it just for achille, but let me take it out and then I'll decide. So then it's not chayav if it's just a phrase. So from our bayoch, my skin and dish, it's me, we show up the night's me. Vashe kom op klistome, mauli tim batule batle machshavte, kom ashmelon, kolei saldas vishei no eisem. Now, Rashi. Please, nami tzizera bichol, chul chaye, vafos apuyat nikol, oche, dodi bin shure hanitani kidamoron, kidamoron, shirom tereach, leitz nimachas, lizriye, הילקח מייצי סתם פוטר עד שהי בישיור אבל זה שהייצי מנוחס לזריאל בהד יגולדה איתי לתורך ויח שבן עומר הבייב עד המייצי לזריאל חייב ויח אגב לעצמי קורא ומסליס ליבו עם עצמי ומייצי סתם קומה אם נתחלתו מבייס לבייס ונחייב ומשלח שבבעצמו עושה ואם תאים הכבר שונה בכל גודל נאו תייסס על זה סיים קשק and Tesis doesn't give any talents. Rashi usually doesn't test any kashas, but sometimes he does. And Rashi gives a talent. V'im te'ima il-porshonu b'kol godu l'porshonu koshal atzniya n'chaybom atzniya. So why does it have to mean it should not think this mish? Hom atzniya chayb hocha ma'askinon v'yitzlich hom yisne geishi yitzniya hom atzniya yizel v'yidugno v'yishachom atzniya v'hashtem mokvik le'yistomu l'palto yim v'yiz l'bayim. Now, Tesis says, Tein Levi, the Chodem Chayod, and all the Felik Yishmuri, Tein Levi, and my Yisrun, and my Otom El Chodizim, and the Felik Al-Godu, Vishim Koshal Asmi, and Chayod, and Masniya. So Rashi explains, with this, a bias ferret, so we can end up discussion also. Because here there's a new Chiyesh. As far as the Mishnah and Chodem is concerned, I could say, in the case of Yitzniya, Yishochach, and my Yitzniya, but then it turned out that it was Yitzniya for the free, it's not higher. So that's why this mission has to tell us. Alright.
What's the kashi?
What
is the kashi?
This is the kashi. Why does the mission have to tell us here on the Matzniya? This is already mentioned in the mission called Godel. Visheini koshal Atzniya nechadu Matzniya, but the Matzniya is higher. So why does he have to mention again the same thing? So Rashi gives a very good terrace. Then here the Mishnah mentions as a chiddush that even when he doesn't know at the time when he takes it out, that he takes it out for before, but he remembers that he stole it for something, and then he takes it out. So it's aldas v'sheinoi. That's the new aloha that is mentioned in this Mishnah, which is not mentioned in the Mishnah cover. אמר רבי יונה שמואל מחייב ערב מאיר, הבמי צריך איתה אחס לזריה, הבמי צריך איתה אחס לזריה, פשיטה, כל שוטמה, so why should he be חייב? One seed, it is מייצי, one seed, he said culture. מה ליטי מקולצ'ו להפיו כמקרה גרס, אולי לא מדי ככזייס, קומשנלון, so... there is a difficult Rambam in here, so here it's Mivuah Beferish in the Gemara that the Kregis is much more than a Kazayis, much more than it, but there is, so but in one Rambam, the Rambam says, the Rambam Shiti is Kazayis is Shlish Beitzo, all the other Rishonim say it's Chotzi Beitzo, but the Rambam Shiti is Shlish Beitzo,
a third of the Beitzo,
and Kregis the Rambam also says in the Shabbos, it's shlish beit. So it's kashi here, it's more than freshest, that kregeris is more than a kazayis, according to the Rambam. So a kazayis is shlish beit, and the kregeris is the beit.
So
the same thing, but like, maybe we'll discuss it someday. A little more, the kazayis kamashmalon, Maritim ki nisho abishat tzoye shlo yizokho batzmo se but marchat min kaino kshibis marchat min atzmoye so yiko mashmo lachol yis stamot as vishene yise ubi akshivu se kame koye kol yisho utnam uzman in stamash mishne rabme yalafu kemele kregres yisho echlin Master Rav Yitzchak ben Rav Yehuda. Hello. Me'ato chishit leitzi kol beitzi yochanamu mechayev ad mof v'likule. So here there is a machleket between Rashi and Jesus in the Pshat. What does the Gemara refer to? What does Rav Yitzchak ben Rav Yehuda have referenced? So because here we had two halachas. One was mentioned by Abaye, so another thing that bottom so one aloha is mentioned by Abaye, that Kolei Saldas Hashemis. The second aloha is mentioned by Shmuel, that Mechayev Rameya, Rameya, because Tamishni is the Meya. So so the question is, Rav Yitzchak prayed Rav Yehuda's kasha is directed against Abaye's memre or is directed against Shmuel's memre. So there is a machleket between Rashi and Jesus. According to Rashi, so Rav Yitzchak prayed Rav Yehuda's kasha is directed against Abaye's memre. According to Tosfos, so it's directed against Shmuel's. Now let's see the Rashi. So, Mas Rabbah Yivrei Tzorok Rav Yitzchak Ben Rav Yehuda El Ma'atoch Shivim Tzikot Ben Yitzchak Ochanam Nechayev Ad Mot Nikol Nikole Sin View of the Tegat Abaye says that in the case of Tim Yitzni Vishohach Ben Yitzni Vahashat Mot Kristom Yitzchayev because Kolei Sal Das Rishen Oye Yitzchay. So suppose he's the kind of a person who decided at one time, you know, he needs to act big. He's not going to act, you know, like a small person. He's not a small person.
He's a big time.
He'll act big. In other words, when he takes out something, he'll take out bulky things, not small things. And then, so he decided that at one time he'll take out coal base, he'll empty out the house without the furniture, without everything. Then, another time, he's made his stamp, his small object. So, anybody say, because just the Abaye says, Kolei Yisal Pastor Shema, he said, so since at one time he decided he's going to empty out the house, then the second time, he takes out a sefer, he's not chayav, because Kolei Yisal Pastor Shema, he said, so, relative to him, it's a subjective thing. So, relative to him, he once decided that what is choshev for him, the whole house is choshev. But one object, that's not so choshev to him. Some male, but we certainly are not going to see. Why not? That's the Gemara's kasha, according to Abaye. So, the Gemara says, no, hosom botla daitim from kolodo. In other words, we don't say Kolei Saldas Tishenu Eise only when the decision the Das Tishenu is a bizarre Das Tishenu. When the Das Tishenu is a bizarre Das Tishenu, so then we don't say Kolei Saldas Tishenu Eise. As a matter of fact, not only we don't say Kolei Saldas Tishenu Eise, even if you say B'Peirech, I'm going to take out, I have to act big now, and I'm not going to bother taking out one sefer. I'll take out the whole house, everything. And then he took out one sefer, you will also be high. Because it's a bizarre thing. Mashein kei, it's me, vishochach umo, it's me. That's not a bizarre thing. Every person sometimes, you know, decides, you know, to store something in order to use it for planting, for example, for medication and so on. So there we say, Kolei Saldas Hashemis. Now let's see the Rashi. Elomato gnastis midaiti alinon pidaham red mishmoras kushenu machi kushure kishu reizi kol beise vitzoach azo yach shalom ki heitzi kol kechot ochename dichti apke pute loy mechayev. So the Gemara says, no, there is chayev, even if it's in the same tzoy, not only if it's a different tzoy, even in the same tzoy. And they decided to take out the whole shas, I mean, bivasachas. But, and then he took out one object, so it's also chayev. Klar gibt es Puppen, ich habe die Leute in die Schuhe, die Kosche, die Linsche, die Kosche, die Tessel, das war ziemlich. Was gerade diese Pille bekommt, das ist der Fall dabei, ja, der erste Moment. Die Kosche da mein Notar, ja, doch, die Kasche ist direkt, die ist dabei, das ist mein Rett. How is it? Der Gemor, Rav Yitzchok, mit Rav Yudis Kasche, ist Menschen, öfter Schmurz, mein Rett. So, die Gemor, Rabbin Barabashi should have arranged the shas that way, that right after, as the Shane is said before, they more put in Omar Abiyuda Mashmuel and Chayv Ramea, they should say, Master Rabbi Tzavir Rabbi Yudah, or Matok is Rito Beishach Botle, Hoche, Namul Mechayv Boko Kule, Hosam Bota Daitzer Odom, then Omar Abiyuda Mashmuel, Mechayv Ramea. Why is it in the big, why does the memory of Shmuel intervene between Abayas Teretz and Rabbi Yudas Kashi. The Koshel Amay Notorado, Chavim Rav Peros, Bishin Rabbi Shmuel, the Rabbi Yudas Avuye Pori, in other words, it's Rabbi Yitzchok, Rabbi Yudas, so the Kashi is directed against Rabbi Yudas Shmuel, against his father. Rabbi Yudas Avuye Pori, Rabbi Yudas Avuye כי אם דאמרה דמי צריך דעת על זה, החיית, אף על פי שאין רגילוס, משום בסמחשב תעזרינון, או חנם כשחישת לא יציקו בייסי, נהיל בסמחשב תהיל, ולחייבנו ביפוחס, כי אם ביפוחס מכן, אם נחושב בינו, So, according to cases, the kashe by Rav Yitzchok ben Rav Yudah is directed against Rav Yudah Mashmuel. Rav Yudah Mashmuel says, that Mechaya Boyerab Meye Arab, Bechito Achaz, Lizriye, even though it's not the usual thing of people when they plant to put in the ground only one seed. Why not? Even though one seed could sprout forth a big tree, but usually when you plant, so most of the seeds you put in the ground go evil for some reason, you know.
Go what?
Some go evil. It's wasted. They don't result in the sprouting form of the plant. So in other words, if you put in, let's say, hundreds of seeds of wheat, of grain, so a few of these seeds will result in a cloud of wheat. And the others, something will happen to them. So, in other words, that's why when you plant seeds, you plant many seeds. And most of the seeds go evil. So the usual way to sow is to put in the ground many seeds. Some melee, it's a chidesh. Shmuel is a chidesh. True that as far as Israel is concerned, so even one seed could result in a whole crop. But the usual way of doing it is not to put in the ground just one seed. So it's a chiddush. Shmuel says that we recognize a subjective standard. Even though it doesn't conform to the minhag ha'olam to be made tzichrit achas lizriya, because the minhag ha'olam is
mercy.
So you, when you are made tzichrit, you made tzichrit many seeds. In case one seed goes liable, so another seed will result in a crop. But he decided that way, so we recognize the subjective standard. So melee, in case where a person, for some reason, decided he must take out kolbeisim, and he didn't take out kolbeisim, we should respect and recognize his subjective standard. Lapoches vis-a-vis himself. That's the Gemara's kasha. So, you know, Mishane, Hosom Boto Dait is a Korodom. The Inodom Shei Choshe Beino of Poches Mekam. Avloche Yeish Meodom Shech Shubolem Chita Achas Yisrael. In other words, when a person decides he must take out whole day, he said wrong. That's bizarre. Mashain came to be made see Chita Achas Yisrael. It's not a common thing, it's not a common practice, because most people are more practical and they are not going to be material themselves.
For one seed.
Take out one seed and to plant it, if it is, if there is a great doubt whether that one sin
will
result in a kvapi sin. But it's not bizarre if a certain person is not fair himself. Not fair himself. Some we say that we recognize the subjective standard. Machine came when the subjective standard is bizarre. Then we don't recognize the subjective standard. So Mashan also that writes all of them, they don't know what you bring up, but you can. And we're all going to be with me, all of them, Shachshul, and to the Achas, and to the Yehye. All right. Bechol of them, Chayom of Kishurein. So even though Ruven decided to take it out, we still took more of four. So even though it's less than a greater, Ruven is higher. But if Shimon is Meitzi, so then Shimon is Potter if it's less than a greater. Because it's only has a chives relative to that one person, not to any other person. Mas nis noich of shim lozo, tani kolom of shim lozo, kol shim koshlat sniya bin atzmin kameyu, vuch shalose be itzniye, ubracha be heitzi nischaiv ze machshavte yishal ze. So of shim lozo shite is that if one person was machshi, a certain object that is of minimum size, that ordinarily does not have chashivas. But if one person was machshiveh and acquired chashivas relative to that one person, so mele is considered in the Rosh Hashanah vis-a-vis every other person were. In other words, because it shows the importance of one person just because it has chashivas relative to Ruvein, so mele it acquires chashivas al-pidin relative to every other person. So that's the pleasure of Rav Shimon Loza Shite. But the Tana of the Mishneh do not agree with Rav Shimon Loza Shite. Because here the Mishneh says, the Cholodom Chayavol of Kishur, Masim Rav Shimon Loza, the Tani Kolom of Shimon Loza, Kosh Kosh Rav Shimon Loza, Masim Kameyu, Bukh Shoze Vitzni, Bach Vitzin Shai, and Mashat Vitzolze, and Al-Drash. Kolom Chayavol of Kishur, Bach Vitzin Shai, and Mashat Omar Rove, Omar Abmach, Heitzi ki kreigres la achille, binim la cholel nisri, in amel nisri, binim la cholel la achille. Suppose he was made to see kreigres. Kreigres is the vachoshuf regardless of the purpose. Even if it's for the purpose of achille, it's in the vachoshuf. But he was made to see at the outset when the Akira, now, Hitzoye involves Akira Manoch, so at the time of the Akira in the Rishon Sayochi, his Kavone warns Lachir, but to write it, any great. Then, between the Akira and the Manoch, he decided, now, why should I eat it? I'll plant it in the ground, So, the Manoch was already, at the time of the Manoch, his purpose was already Israel. But it had the proper shiur of the Rosh Hashanah at the time of the Achille, that when he had in mind Achille, and it certainly had the shiur of the Rosh Hashanah at the time of the Noach, so it's a pshite that is like. So, chachay pshite, zilochi kishure, vizilochi kishure. No, also Gimon has the kashi, pshite, what kind of achille is those Rav Nachman tell us? Zilochi kishur, I mean it goes without saying. Those shouldn't be mentioned in it. So the Gemara says, Malitin v'inachir v'anoche b'chode machshove v'olege komash. I could argue that way. Even though it has a shiur of each of us, at the time of Akire, and at the time of Anoche, but at the time of Akire, his kavone was l'tzir achir. At the time of Anoche, his kavone was l'tzir achir. Zriye, since there is a loch of Miyachis Machshavis, maybe the Akir and the Anoche have to be done for the same purpose. So come back, so it's a bit free. Ma'u yitein me bin Akir and Anoche b'chod Machshavis, or like you come back, Rashi. Itrera, sik yeshiv la achir l'itzoye, b'kol shkun Zriye, b'yishure b'chod Machshavis, now is another part. Boy, Rav, הייתי חוצי קריכס לזריהם. So, it had a shift. Because Masha. And then, between that shift and that mocha, it became inflated. Became inflated. You see, all the shiurim, all the shiurim in Shas, there might be exceptions, but generally speaking, I can't think of exceptions, but there might be exceptions. But generally speaking, certainly, all the shiurim the aloche are shiurim in volume, besides, not in weight. Weight is not important. Or, weight is important. Let's say, we regard Tafoshes Tumis and Eisles, you know. So their weight is important when you have to take off your money. But, like this shiurim, Kazayis, Kregres, all the shiurim, cases, I mean, all the shiurim, Achilas Pras and so on, are shiurim in size, in value, not in weight. Now, the weight doesn't change through pressure and through temperature. But the volume does change. If you change the pressure and the temperature, so the volume changes. Now suppose he's made the chotik rigorously, so it's in the vachosha, even though it's a chotik rigorous. And then it became inflated. Let's say because of the change in temperature, so it became inflated into a whole kazayis. Into a whole kazayis. But, and he decided after. So between, at the time of the Akire, it was only a Chotzikreyas. But his Kavone was Lizriya, so it was in the Bachosh. Then between the Akire and the Amoche, it was inflated. And when he saw it, it's inflated. So he said, it's something that you can eat and enjoy. It's all greatest. So he decided to make the Amoche with the Kavone of Zriya. Of Achir. But at the time of the Noche, it had the size, the volume of the grapes. So, the Mark. So, in Tintelena, Hosanud Machai, please. Why? Even though, At the time of the Akire, so it wasn't in the Vachoshev for the Kavone of Achire, but at that time his Kavone was not Achire, his Kavone was Rie. So at the time of the Akire, it was in the Vachoshev from the perspective of his Kavone then, at the time of the Amoche, it was in the Vachoshev from the perspective of his kavone then, so it's high. Okay, so in Tim Tzaleima, Hosom Lechaye, Vizil Hoche, Ikishuwe. Vizil Hoche, Ikishuwe. So, No, that's it. So you must say, Bova, hey, it's a chosik reyes lizri, vitof chavinim vachol lachil eemar in timtzalei, ma, in timtzalei ma hosom, in the first case, of hey, it's a kregeres lachil, vinim vachol lizri, inam lizri, vinim lachil, so there is chayet, because it was the vachoshuv, both times, the orchik is your osher, but hoche, Kidin the bein on the afke at the time of the Akire, so it was only chotzik regress. So it was the vachoshu from the perspective of the kavone at that moment, but from the perspective of the kavone at the time of the anoche, it was not the vachoshu at the time of the Akire. So mele, it's not good. So kidin the bein on the afke we have a beishir achile. Because at the time of the Akire, so it wasn't either the Choshu from the perspective of the kavone of the anochi. So, because it was only chotzit reyes, but it is from the perspective of the kavone of lachile, because it was already inflated. So, oidilmo kibn diu ishtek v'lichoshev alei mechayev hamachshov v'nizri ashtam mechayev. Or we say too that at the time of the Akira he did not have the shield that is required for the kavone that he had at the time of the Anoch. But suppose he had remained in the status quo with the same kavone, then, in other words, he wouldn't have changed the kavone from Zriya to Achille. Then it would have remained the Idol Choshev at the time of the Akira too. So maybe it's higher. So it's a subject. Because had he remained in the status quo, the same kavone, so for Zriye, so in the Chayev, so Mele, even though he changed, but it happened to be the Choshev at the time of Anoch anyway, because it was inflated, so his Chayev. Kibn Dili bin Tzor, Kibn Dili Ishti, Dili Choshev Alei Mechayev. Amachshav Yisriye, Hashtana Mechayev, so I have another Rabbi. Hei Tzi Kik Regres Lachir. So it was the Dili Choshev at the time of Dakir. And then it shrank. Vitzomko. So Mele, he shouldn't be Chayev, but he changed his Kavone. Vinim Lacholeo Yisriye. So here, had he remained in the status quo, so then he wouldn't be chay. So maybe we should say that even though he did change the kavone, but had the kavone remained in the status quo, so then he wouldn't be chay. So even though he changed the kavone, he's not chay either. So kim hocha badai ki ishte kamachshav kamayis is when he's chay. We do remember the fact is that he did change the kavone, and we maybe and. He changed it for Zriye, some Mele. So at the time of the Akira, it was the Vachoshu from the perspective of the Machshove at the time of the Akira, and at the time of the Anoche, it was the Vachoshu from the perspective of the moment of the Anoche, so it's high. Vintim Tzaleima, Bosachashtazlim and Mechayev, because from the at the time of the Akira, so from the perspective of the Machshove, the Kavone, at the time of the Akira it was the Machshove, and at the time of the Anoche, from the perspective of the Machshove, the Kavone, at the Anoche it was also the Machshove, so it's Chayev. But there are other by. Who is it? Kiredes Lachil, Vitzomko, Vichosro, Vitovcho, Mao. Yesh dicho in Shabbos, So, in the case of Haiti, Kikregas Lachil, the Kavone didn't change. The Kavone remained the same. Some Melee was already destined not to be Chayev, because Danoche, the time of Danoche, so it was destined to be Imun the Bachosh. But then, before we made Anoche, it became inflated because of the temperature, the hot weather. So it became inflated. So do we say, since in the meantime, in the interim, it wasn't the Machosh, so it was destined not to become higher upon the Anoche. But so even though then there was a change in the circumstances and it became inflated, so it was already nitche from chiyuv, because he was destined for one moment not to be chayav. But then the change of circumstance, So he changed his destiny because he became a Derech Hashem at an halacha. But if there is halacha of Tichu by Kochin, so maybe there is a Tichu by Shabbos also. So, Mao is Tichu in Shabbos or in Tichu in Shabbos? Now, wenn mir heil wird ich sam noch hat ich hier mach schon kann ich sehen das hat ich was mach schon da hast da so ja noch ich ich die kommen als was von teilen ihr am khe bei schalte und mir heil mir am binen tiras die kommen nicht rein mich hat das und bot la akire ich hat da top hat die noch hat da noch be lo akire now haben dies gemore there seems to be a rye for a certain reprein that reprein is not mentioned the sefer. But the Sefer Torah is mentioned by my other grandfather, Rebbe Prusin and Malachas Yom. Now, there is a certain kasha against the Rambam. Rabbi mentions Aloche, that Zorak Chet in Trias Dalet, in Sefer Dalet, because Roim Baruch Hosei, so he is spot, even though in order to apply the Aloche from the Rabbi, it has to be Yivne. So the Chiyuv Momen and the Chiyuv Nise have to be simultaneous, and here it's not simultaneous because he became a Chiyuv Momen in the midst of the Halicha of the Chetz before the Anoche. But Akira Tzerach Anoche, that's Chabon Tzalach, and the Rambam passed us like Chabon. Then there is another memory in the Morin of Kameh that says that he, let's say, Gamet, there's been never discussed this in the movie, case of the Gamet. Suppose a Gamet, if he steals the share of the say, and then he's the day of Omeche, so then he's Chayed Dalve. He's Chayed Dalve. So in other words, Dalet for his say, and Hey for his say. If there is Tvicha and Mechel. So of course, if a Gamet will steal on Shabbos, I mean, it doesn't matter when he steals. So, yeah, as long as the stealing didn't involve any Melocha the Reis, but he made a Tvicha. He made a Tvicha on Shabbos, so it's called the Rabbi Yisrael Nisi. So Mele, he doesn't have to pay Dalet Bey. But suppose he's gonna share the say, and he makes the Mechira on Shabbos. So the Mishnah says, he's high, because selling is only involved only the Shavuos, no Meloch Dreis. There is one Dreis that says that Gona, Mochre in the Shabbos, is Bona. Why is it Bona? After all, Mechira, Tvicha, we understand, involved is in Meloch Dreis, but Mechira doesn't involve in Meloch Dreis. So the Gemara says, the Gemara says, so why is it not us? The Gemara says that has to be applied, that price that says Potter has to apply to the case where he sold the share of the say to the violin, to the Keach, and then he was standing outside with the share of the say on his shoulders, and he made an offer to sell to the Balach Hotzer. And the Balach Hotzer says, okay, I'm buying it for you, but you throw your share into my chotzer, or your say into my chotzer, and then my chotzer will become your share, It's not this chair, it's the infinite chair. You obtain that chair or that chair, and I'm by it. So he threw it that way. So the time of the Mechira, there was Isam Alokha, it's in Yerushas HaRabi, in Yerushas HaYoch. So the Gemara says, no, that can only be true according to Rabbi Akiva, who says, Klutok, Kitab, Klutok, in Shumuch Adam. So maybe the moment the Sheer Beseh arrives in the space of the Chotze Arim before it lands on the ground, so it already becomes Mechuyah, because that's the Anoch. But, so it's from the Rabbin, so it's simultaneous, it's being, it's Basachas. But according to Rabbon, you say, Kuto Lachim Shem Radanye, so vis-a-vis Shabbos, when it was in the Chuyev, when the Sheer Beseh lands on the ground, vis-a-vis Dalavei, so the moment it arrives in the Chotzer, there's already King of Chotzer. Because Abba Shesek Lemuach is certainly King of Chotzer. But apparently the more Abba Shesek Lemuach, but Abba Shesek Lemuach is certainly King of Chotzer. So it's not big. It's not big. So the question is, so Tetzel says the Kashi.
How did he come with the land?
So why did the price is important? So Tetzel did the Teretz in Achamani, according to Rabbotin, he will be put there, read my little the Rabbotin of Rabbakim. But then the more doesn't agree with Rabbotin. But the Kashi, the Rambam passes Rabbotin, and still he passes in his own else. So behind the Teretz, he says, there is a difference between the Meitzim Meshus HaYochid Meshus HaRabim and Mabed Daladam Meshus HaRabim. Because by Meitzim, by Mabed Daladam Meshus HaRabim, so the Akira is an essential ingredient of the Meis Avere, the Amoch is an essential ingredient of the Meis Avere, and the crossing, the interim is also an essential ingredient of the Meis Avere. You can't eliminate it. Mashiach came. And it's in the material, which is a yochid, which is a rabbi. So suppose, let's say, this table is very tzayot. And he throws it, he's a care at this point. And then it goes over the space, let's say, of 10 amas, 100 amas, 1,000 amas, and it's a yochid. He didn't throw it. He wasn't a care at the borderline, you know, between the area. At the beginning of the chotzer, he was a care. So it goes over a space of the mile in the Messiah. And then it crosses the borderline, and then it lands a mile after the borderline. So the Maisavere consists of the Akire over here, and the Anoche over here, but the interim is only neutral zone. It's neutral zone, because it's not an essential ingredient of the Maisavere. Some male, some machine king, by Shabbos, Zohar, Tchila, Dalet, Seid Dalet, so the whole thing is an essential ingredient for my Sabbath. So Ravobin has referenced to Mabed Adam, which is a rabbi, Zohar, the Kola Seroim, Baruch Hosei. So that is an essential ingredient for my Sabbath. It's not in the zone when the Seroim went on. It's not in the zone. It's an essential part of the Avera. So it is just as essential as the Akira and the Anoche. Some Melee is Vibasachas. True is not Chayav. It doesn't mean that it has to be Mamri, the two Chiyuvim have to be Vibasachas. The Chiyuv Momei has to accrue simultaneously with the Mais Avera, for which is Mechuyavis. But it doesn't see it. According to Tomer Bechaskiyeh, so even Chayav Nisi Shevim Pater, there is no Chayav Nisi altogether. The answer is, it is the kind of a Maisa Veire, for the Mezid of which there could be a Chayav Nisi. Of Haskamo Lechamo, when it's the Mezid, but the Chayav Nisi did not take place yet, but it's an essential, it's part and parcel of the Maisa Veire, that for which is Chayav Nisi, so it's considered being a Mashenke or a Veya when it flows. The Sheer Beseh, from the Rishon Rabbim, which is Hayochim, and it arrives, it becomes Mechuyav Al Hei, the moment it arrives here high, let's say, many feet above the ground. So, at that time, that's not an essential part of the Mitzvah.
Was it?
It's not essential. The essential things of the Maisavera consist of the Achiren Danochen, but the interim is neutral zone. So maybe we don't say that he is that it's greedy. Now Kabbalah Prushana gives the Alukhas Leo gives the same term, but the difference I'll discuss it Sunday morning. So there is a raya for this long days from this Gemara. But Gemara says, hey tikikereyas lachil, vitzok, vichotzko, vitzok, vomao. Eish tichon yishabes, dir shabes. But assuming that ain't tichon yishabes is chay, but if we are going to say that by meitzim shayochet shesarabim is like a mavad al damon shesarabim, and the intern is also an essential part of Maisavere. So then, without recourse to the question whether yes dicho or no dicho, but it certainly has to be a berachoshut in the course of the whole Maisavere. So, in the course of the middle, it wasn't a berachoshut. So why should we chaye? The Gemara is only considering it from the perspective of dicho. So it's a right that in the case of Meitzim Shayyot Shusarabim, so the interim is not an essential part, it's a neutral zone. Now, this Sunday, just this Sunday, like this Sunday, I'm here till about 5 o'clock, every Sunday, every day I'm in the Tanishka. But this Sunday, somebody would pick me up at 11 o'clock for a bar mitzvah. My husband would have son bar mitzvah. So I would like to start the shiur at 9:30 sharp. 9:30 sharp. So there will be a shiur for an hour and 15 minutes. So this is important, because otherwise I wouldn't be able to do the shiur. Because at 9 o'clock somebody would pick me up.
9 o'clock?
No, I mean at 11
o'clock.
At 11 o'clock somebody would pick me up.
Okay.
Shir Masechet Shabbos, Shir Samach Aleph by the Rosh Yeshiva, third Shir in Perek Matzniah, Yod Gimel Sivan Hitoshim Memches, May 29th, 1988,
on Sunday. So I said, from this Gemara, it appears to be a riot to what the Chaim says, that there is a difference between Meitzim Shayyot Shusarabim and Mavad Adam Shusarabim, because there is a Kasha in the Rambam. The Gemara Bobin says, Zorak Chetz Mitzchilas Dalet Leseidav, because Roin Balei Chosein. So he spot a Kom Derabne, even though by Kom Derabne there's Aloha of the Idne, that the Chiyuv Momen has to accrue simultaneously with the Chiyuv Mise. And here, when the Chetz pairs the Roi Bala Chose, so that's before the Chiyuv Mise, because the Chiyuv Mise takes place at the Anoche.
At the end of the Dalamas.
But, Akir Atzirach Anoche. So it's considered the Yidne, simultaneous. So then, the cases in the Kamed, the Chayim, as the Kashi, the Gemara says there, a certain price says that if somebody steals the share of Zed on Shabbos, and so the Mishnah says, and he slaughters it on Shabbos, so then he's potter from Daladeh. We potter that to pay Daladeh, because Kondramne is Mechuyib Mise Potvich. But if he sells it, and Shabbos, that's only in Israel Rabbonot, Mechonemcha. So it's Chay Dalde. But the price says that even Gona Fumocha the Shabbos is also Potter Dalde. So the Gemara asks why. But there is no Komne Ramne, it's only in Israel Rabbonot. So the Gemara applies the price to the case where the Bala Chotza, the Lekeach, of the Sheir B'Seh told the Ganef, as the Ganef was standing with the Sheir and Tseh on his shoulders and making an offer to sell it to him,
So the Balachotzer said, Zrik, Zrik, Nivosach Vachatzeri, Bitikno Vachatzeri. So Mele is Meitzi, Neshusai, Neshusai Rabbi, the shoes, Hayori, and the clothes, the Sheres, eh? So it's coming to Rabne. So the Gemara says, Kiman Kerabakile Doma Akuto Pinshunch. Di Kerablezer. So when does he become a Chuyed Al Rei? The Dikrabonon, Dikrabonon would say, Kluto Lavke Mishir Adamne. So it's not Vidne. Because when the Sheer Beseh arrives in the Avia of the Chotzer, so the Chotzer is came in the Sheer Beseh. It's Avia Shaseh Pleluach, so certainly Kimun Adamne. But when does it become Chuyed? We say, for the Zrike, when the Sheer Beseh learns on the ground. So, but the Chiyuv Dalv Hei accrues a few seconds before the Chiyuv Nisim. So it's not been. So, in other words, so only I will be Rabbi Akiva who says, so the moment the Sheva Seh arrives
in the atmosphere,
so he's already Hanoche. So it's been. But yeah. According to Rabbanon, it's not been. But the question is, this is in the Kashi. But just as Rabbanon says, so I can't tell you about the same time. So it's higher because I keep it here, Hanoche, so it's considered Vidne. So you're told, even though he's not higher,
because he didn't see Hanoche.
It's actually the Tere Hanoche, so maybe he should be considered Vidne.
Even according to Rabbanon.
Even according to Rabbanon, he should be called that. So Tinsley says that this Gemara does not accord with Rabbanon's Allah. But the Rambam paskins Rabbanon's Allah, and he still paskins in the case where the Barachotza says, Zrik Nivosol Chatzir, Tikol Chatzir, so then he is Chayed on the day, because it's not Vine, so there's the Kash. So Rab Chayed is the next day.
What is Zorik? What is Zorik? He says, Zorik, throw it by.
Zrik is the Nivosol Chatzir, the Tikol Chatzir. So then he's Chayed, because it's not Vine, no?
He mean, what does that mean? So he says, throw it in my chotzer?
You throw the Sheer Beseh into my chotzer, and then I'll acquire it, I'll become it.
Oh.
So the Rambam passes that he's high down me because there's no Ptur from the Rambam because it's not the evening. So the question is, but the Rambam passes Chabon's Halach. So Reb Chaim says that there's a difference between Zerik Meshus HaYochid Reshus HaRabim and Reshus HaRabim Reshus HaYochid and Dalai Lama Reshus HaRabim, because by Zerik Reshus HaYochid Reshus HaRabim, let's say, suppose I throw something, I throw something, and this is the Akira takes place like 1 second, let's say 100 Amis from the borderline between the Reshus HaYochid and Reshus HaRabim. And then the Anoche takes place 100 times away from the border. So Mele, the Maisa Avera, the essential ingredients, consist of the Akira and the Anoche. But the interim, while the
Akira
is carried in the interim, that's a neutral zone. Because it's not part and parcel of the Maisa Avera. It's a neutral zone. Mashein ki, but Navadal Rami Rishus Rabbi, so then not only the Akira is an essential ingredient to the Masabir, and not only the Anoche is an essential ingredient, but the interim is also an essential ingredient of the Masabir. Some Mele, in Rabobin, has reference to Navadal Rami Rishus Rabbi, so where he's Zere Kirchipet Nitzchilas Dalek Seidal. So Mele, not only the Akira is an essential ingredient of my Zabir, and not only the Anoche is an essential ingredient, but the interim is not in the full zone either. That's also an essential ingredient of my Zabir. Because suppose he wouldn't traverse a distance of the Olivamas, he would be potter. So the crossing of the Dalet Ames is also an essential ingredient in my Zaviyah. So Mele, if it is Kireya Siroi in the midst of the Dalet Ames, so that means that the Chiyuk Momine occurs in the midst of the Maisavere, that is Mechai Benise, so it's considered Vivne, so it's Pota. Mashein Kei, in the case, in the Gemore, the Kamed Afayen, what Ganef stands here, and stands here, that's in the street, and here is the Chotzer, and he says, and the Baal Chotzer says to the Ganef, Sreik Nibosom Chatzir, throw the Shea Beseh, throw the Shea Beseh, Lechatzeri, and Vitiknelach, so when he throws the Shea Beseh, and the Shea Beseh arrives, let's say, 1 minute before nine, in the atmosphere, and then 1 minute after nine, it lands
on the ground.
So when it arrives in the atmosphere, that's not part and parcel of Masadera. There's a neutral zone. There's the neutral zone. The Masadera consists of the Akira and the Anoche. So mainly it's not considered it. Now the same terrace that Reb Chaim gives is mentioned by a very Persian Sefer HaHalachos Eliyahu, but the HaHalachos Eliyahu says an additional point. He says, why does Rabbanim say, Zorak chetz mitchilas dalet l'seitah? Zorak chetz versus Rabbi, why does he emphasize mitchilas dalet l'seitah? So he says, no, it's dark. Because only Zorak chetz mitchilas dalet l'seitah, because Rabbanim balachosi. So then he's spot, because actually it's Erhanoch. But suppose he Zorak chetz mitchilas kupam, let's say he's Eric, this is Kufam, and he's Eric Chetz here, and the Anoche is at the end of the Kufam. And suppose it's Gereya Seroyim after the Chetz traversed 50 am. So Mele, then he would be fine. Because what are the essential ingredients of the Maizavere? The Akire, the Anoche, and the first Dalet Ames. But the 95 Ames after the first Dalet Ames and the Anoche, that's in the Tuzon, because it's not necessary altogether. So Mele, oh, that's why Rabbanim emphasizes in his memory, Zohar Chet Mitchilas Dalet Lusei Dalet Yikarasoi Malachos. So then it's in the midst of Maisavera, because you can't eliminate it. But Zorak Chetz Mitchila Skuf Liseifku, Bikora Sehoi, after the first Daviyant, the first Daladames, so then it would be high. So he says, and...
Well, what's the difference?
One second, a very big difference. Because Zorak Chetz Mitchila Dalet Liseif Dalet, Bikora Sehoi Baruch Hosei, so when this details, the Sehoi, after it traversed 2 hours. So it's in the midst of Maizavere. Can suppose the Anoche will be there at that point, will be Chaye? He will not be Chaye, because he still has to traverse 2 more hours, otherwise he will not be Chaye. So it's in the midst of Maizavere. But if he tears the Sehoi beyond the first Dalet Ames, so that's an unnecessary thing. It's a neutral zone.
He's already chayav.
He will be chayav without it. Some mele, he will be chayav for the moment. So, and then it appears from the Halachos Eliyahu, even though he doesn't spell it out, but the way he explains it, so it appears that even in the case of Zorak Chetz, Nershus Arabim, Nershus Ayochit, Bikoras Oim Baruch Hosei, so it also depends. When does the Gemara say that according to Rabbanu of Chabakib, who says, Kluto Lavki Mishum Chadami, so it's not the Ibne, if, let's say, suppose, let's say, this table is the Nershus Arabim, and the Ganef throws it from here, and the Shea Beset traverses Kufames in the Israeli. Then it reaches the borderline, and then when it reaches the atmosphere, so it already, when it arrives in the atmosphere, in the upper space of the Chotzer, so it's already beyond the borderline between the Rishus HaRishus. So merely it's in its own. But suppose it'll be Korah Seroim Bal Yechosim. So it'll be, let's forget the case of the guy, but let's assume a case of Korah Seroim Bal Yechosim. But instead of Zorak Chesed Tchil Bal Yechosim, Miyoshus HaRabim Miyoshus HaYochim. So suppose he's Erik Yechetzia, and then it is Kerea, here is the borderline, and it's Kerea, Sirori, here, after the borderline, and then Danoch is over there. So then, in that case, so he will be, according to Danoch Zerio, so in that case, so he'll be higher, for the Sirori. Mashiach came, suppose the Sirori happened to be just above the borderline. Just above the borderline. The Seroim will have to be just above the borderline. Let's say, to draw a straight line, you know, from the borderline to the Seroim. And the Seroim happens to be stretched out here. And the Chetz will tear the Seroim just above the borderline. So then it will be put. Why? Because the reason is why the first Daladamas are an essential ingredient of Maizaveh. Why? Because you can't eliminate it.
You must have down.
One second, please let me finish. Please. Please don't interrupt me. So, the reason is why the first Daladamas is considered an essential ingredient of the Maizaveh, because you can't eliminate it. But in the Blonzerik, Mishusarabim, Shayochet, or Shayochet, Mishusarabim, then you can eliminate it. So you can eliminate, you see, the distance that the Chet traverses from the Akira to the borderline, and the distance that the Chet traverses from here, after the borderline, to the point of the Anochi. But the borderline itself, you can't eliminate. Suppose it will not cross the borderline. Would it be higher? You can't eliminate it. So mele, if the Siroim will be beyond the borderline, or before the borderline, then it will be higher. But suppose the Seroim will be stretched out just above the borderline, so then we'll put up, because just as the first Daladamas is an essential ingredient of the Maizaveh, why? Because you can't eliminate it. So the transition from the Rishus HaRabim to Shayochim, that line, the transition, the crossing over that imaginary line, I mean, so is also an essential ingredient of the Maizaveh, because without that it will not be higher. But suppose the Seroim is here, or the Seroim is here, that's not an essential ingredient, because that's a neutral zone.
Point, so Kirtzarach and Okav in Bab Kama then?
No,
that's
right.
That it goes into the Rishus HaYochid is a very necessary ingredient.
No, but Avodin doesn't have reference to Zorak Mishus HaYochid Rishus HaRabim. He has reference to Zorak Mitchilas Dalet Liseid Dalet. And then the Gemara in Bava Kama doesn't discuss Seroim, discusses the Gane. So there, when is he Kene? When is the Balachotza Kene? After it caused the Balachotza.
But that, because for a second, it goes into the Rishus HaYochid is a very necessary ingredient for the Chiyuv Shabbat
as
well.
But
so that for a second happened.
This will have to apply calculus here. But I mean, when the Sheva says above the borderline, then the Balachotza is not king at this yet. It's not in the atmosphere of his Chotza. When is it in the atmosphere of Chotza? When the whole Sheva, the whole Se, is already beyond this borderline. When it's already beyond the borderline, then it's already in neutral zone. Then it's already in neutral zone. So over there, we can't even visualize the situation where he'll be Kene above the borderline, because then it's not in the atmosphere of the Chotza.
What's this for the Likas HaYo? Is that what's necessary is also a Chelik and a Maisa Veira. So it's necessary to go.
No, it
to
doesn't
get.
Mean what is physical necessary.
Well, halakhically necessary.
No, it means alpidin necessary.
Yeah, so alpidin, if it just, let's say you would throw something and it wouldn't get past the borderline, it wouldn't be chai for Shabbos. It will only be chai for Shabbos only as soon as the thing gets into the Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, but you see, in other words, if they, no matter when you say, when it gets, let's say, over here, so it's already beyond the essential Gidmash Abiyah. And you get here, it's also beyond. And you get here, it's also beyond. You get here, it's also beyond. When is it not beyond? When it gets here, so it's not beyond. So in other words, it's an infinitesimal. This piece of space. So melee, the moment he's rolled to be changed, the object, the Shiva said, the Brachot, it's already beyond the essential point of the Maizaveh, the essential space of the Maizaveh. It doesn't discuss it, but that's how it appears. So in other words, in case of Zohar Chetz, and Koras Roim al Chosei, so it depends. If the Seroim will be stretched out above the borderline, so then he will be Potter. But if the Seroim will be stretched out here, so then he will be Chai. Anyway. So, the Loshen HaGemara of Rabbi Zohar Chetz Mitchilas Dalet, we say Dalet, indicated. So I said on Friday that from this Gemara it's a riot to what Reb Chaim says. Because Gemara says here, Bim Kimsoli Ambosar Hashtaz Nim Mechayev, Hei Tziki Kreyes Lachil Evi Tzomko, Vichos Rovi Tov Chomau, Yeish Dichu Yin Shabbos, So Yin Dichu Yin Shabbos, So Take. So Gemara has an Abaye, maybe there is an Indian, there is a concept of Dichu Vashabes. But assuming that there is no aloche of Dichu Vashabes, then he is certainly higher. But if we are going to say that by making Shayoch Meshisarabi, so the in-between is also an essential part of my Sabere, so without recourse to the aloche de lomdes of Dichu, he should be potter, because suppose at the time of the Anoche he doesn't have the shear of the Rochoshim, so of course it's potter. Suppose at the time of the Akira he doesn't have the size of the Rochoshim, so it's certainly potter. Now, so in the case of Hitzik Yidreges Lachir, so at the time of the Akira he had the shear, Vitzomko, and then it was Somko while the Chifetz was here. But that's also an essential part of the Maisaveh. So Mela, that means that at one point in the course of the Maisaveh, he didn't have the Shia, so he should be brought there without recourse to Dihu. Who has to apply the concept, the wonders of Dihu, without Dihu? So why does the Gemara say that if we don't apply the concept of Dihu, then he is Chayav? Why is he Chayav? So it's a Raya that by Leitzim Shayach and Shisarabim, so the in-between is not an essential part of the Maizaveh. Even though I said, according to Alipa Selyo, so the transition from the Shisayach and Shisarabim, so that line, the transition over that line, over the borderline, is an essential part of the Maizaveh, because you can't eliminate it, but here, the Gemara has reference to a case, Heiti Gidreyes Lachile, and then it had the size of its regress, and then when it was before the borderline, so it was Somko, and before the borderline, it was Topko. Some Melech, it had a Shio in the course of the all the ingredients of the Maizaveh, so only if we apply the concept of Dihu, so it is potter. But without recourse to Dihu, so then it should be Chayav. But the Eben Ozeel has a very strong raya against the Chayav, even though what Chaim says, especially what the Chazal says, is very stubborn. He is very messed up, because how could we say that by Zohar Chetz and Trilas Dalet Seif Dalet, the in-between is a Nifuzot. He's not high, so how can you consider it as a Nifuzot? But the Eben Ozel mentions a riot and Gemore in Shabbos, Tafei Davor, which on the surface certainly appears to imply the contrary. It's a very strong assumption. Now, in my opinion, of all the assumptions that were written and mentioned against Reb Chaim, this is the strongest assumption. Now, the Gemara says in Shabbos, that Tafei Amud Beis, fifth line from the end of the Amud. Tana Rabba, Hamezi Nihon Tulkatye Derasov Chaim, Ubenazai Peishon, Chonus is a Rishayoch, Tulkatye is a Rishasarabi, Stor is a Carmelis, alright, Carmelis, the whole Shem Carmelis is in the Rabba, but in the Rais, it's a Mokim Ptur. So what happened? The Akira was in the Rishayot. The Anoche was in the Rishus Rabbi. And in the course of the walking of the Abore, he crossed the Stor. He crossed the Kamer, Simokito. So Chai, Ubenazai Peina. Bishlin Ubenazai Kosova Mahalach Kein Adopt. So the reason is why Benazai says that he's about there because Benazai holds Mahalach Eid Adam. And what's the pshat in Benazai? Benazai is halacha, is Yisroi. I mean, that's the Mitzias. No one can deny that Benazai is right. That when somebody walks, so he always stops. Because you make footsteps unless you jump. So then there is no any stopping. But when one walks, even if he makes very big footsteps, but there is always a stopping in between. So that's why the Nazar says that if somebody is he's got a wife, because true, the Akira's gufe took place in the Chanus, and the Anochas Gufei took place in the Platye, but he had to make footsteps in the stove also, in the interim. So Mele, there was Anoch, so it was Mufateo, the Akire, that took place in the Rosh Hashanah. And as a matter of fact, Tesis mentions Yerushalmi. Tesis, we don't have it in our Yerushalmi, but Tesis mentions Yerushalmi, that Yerushalmi is a kashe, according to the Nazai, who says, how can one be mechuyev for being mavir daladam v'shisarab? If I walk, so let's say I make one stop after one hetam. Let's say I make big footsteps, or let's say very big footsteps. So after now, so then he stops. So it's considered like making a anoche after one amid. Then, so the Akira becomes bottle. So then, why should Mechaibich? He should always be considered like Meitzi, poches, like Mavia, poches, in our lands. So Yerushalmi says, we don't have it in Yerushalmi. Apparently, we have another verse in Yerushalmi. But this is what Yerushalmi says, according to Ben Azai, so Mavia, the Adamish Rami is only Chayev, became it. If he jumps, he trillas Dalet, he saved Dalet. But if he doesn't jump, he stops at the end of one ame, so then it's game. So the question is, why? I mean, this is a fact that when a person walks, he makes stops. So why do the Rabbono chilek? The answer is because according to the Rabbono, there is a aloche that even if he stops mamesh, but if he stops not lofush, but lechatik, in order to adjust the baggage on his shoulder, let's say, so he stops, not for the purpose of resting, so it's not considered like Anoche. When is it considered Anoche's Gufei? When he stops, Lovish. because if he stops, lechate, it's not. Some mele chvudet malachim dome. But what kind of an enid is he? Is an enid lofush or is enid lechate? Is an enid lechate? What's the difference between enid lofush and enid lechate? Enid lofush means if he stops in order to stop. Enid lechate means he stops in order to go farther. So, because of that, I think that when a person carries something in the Rosh Hashanah, and when he crosses the street, he stops for the light, so that's not considered Tanuch as Gufin, because that's light Lekatim. I want to rest, that's why I stop. As a matter of fact, I'm very unhappy. Sometimes you walk and you want to make it, and you are very upset by the fact that you have to stop. But he can, he might get killed too. So, the melee, it's like Likati. Anyway, according to the Rabbanon, what kind of Anochas Gufe is considered Anochas Gufe? And if it's an Eimei Lofush, not if it's an Eimei Likati. So the reason is why the Rabbanon say that Malach Lafti Midam, it's not that they are Chilik and Mitzies. Of course the Mitzies is the way Benazai says. Malach is Chilik and Mitzies. I mean, that's the way you walk. You make footsteps. So whether you stop for half an hour, or for 5 minutes, or for a minute, or for a second, or for a split second, what difference does it make? There is no limit. But the Rabbonin say, true Malachim Dome, but what kind of a name is he? He's a name of Likati, he's not a name of Lofush. And Benazai holds that there is no distinction between name of Lofush and name of Likati. Anyway, so the Gemara says, Bishlim Benazai Kesava Malachim Dome. El Rabbonon Nei Name. Because Sabre Mahalach Lav Kaimi Dome, he Hashach and Kai Gavne de Chai. In other words, the most Hashach to learn out from the Mishkan. So maybe whenever there is a neutral zone in the course of the carrying, so is Potter. And here there is a neutral zone. So why the Rabbonim say is Chayev? Why he is carrying in the store, so there is a neutral zone? So Omar Rav Safra, Omar Rav Ame, Omar Rav Yechanan, needed the Hada Amavi Yechifes Bershus Arab. That's the beginning of the Borom now. Hosom Lava for God to come of the Nogatri. The Ozli Spoter, Ki Monach Lichaye, Hochenam Leishne. In other words, so first the Gemara said, it is analogous to the case of when a person is Mavi Yechifes Bershus Arab. But the Gemara has reference here not Mada Mitchilas Dal Lisei Dal, but Mada Mitchilas Kuf Lisei Kuf. So, and I mean, that's in line with the longest of the Alichas Elio. So, Hosam, there we also have the neutral zone. Because what are these? I mean, this Gemara could be explained according to the longest of the Alichas Elio. It says, so what are the essential ingredients of my Sabir? The Akire, the Anoche, and the first Dalai Lamas that you couldn't eliminate. But the transition, the interim, between the end of the first Dalai Lamas and the end of the Kuf Ames, the other 96 Ames are in neutral zone. Who needs it? Who needs it?
So there
it's superfluous. So, and still, if he makes the Anoche at the end of the 100 Ames, so it's higher. But if you are going to say, whenever in the course of the Tzoyah there is a neutral zone, so that patterns in some melee here, he should also be put up. Mavechefes mitchilas kuf, you see? Midu da hada mavechefes mitchilas kuf, hosom lava, ho gabi kamet no kedoi dozul potea, ki monach li chaye, ho chenam elish. So here too, what difference does it make? So in both cases, we have a neutral zone. In the case of Mother Hefet and Trilas Kuf, we have a neutral zone. Where is the neutral zone? The neutral zone consists of the 96 Ames beyond the initial Dalet Ames and the end of the 100 Ames. And here, by Meitz Mechamitli Platje, they are stopped. So the neutral zone consists while he's walking through the Carmelis, through the stone. So the Gemara is Deiche. Midam, Midam. Hosom Koleiche di Monach Lei Mikim Chiyavu. Hoche di Monach Lei Bistov Mikachov. There's a difference. And that can also be explained very well. according to Dalichas Leo Flomnis, because over there it's not as much of the youthful zone as in the case of Stop. Because in the case of Stop, when somebody carries something and he walks from the Chonus Lepatie and he walks, let's say, for 10 minutes in the Stop, suppose he would stop in the Stop, would he be hired? No, it would be potter. So true is not an essential ingredient, my Savere, but it's not as much of a neutral zone as in the cave. So it's more of a neutral zone than in the case of Mavi Chepetz Mitzchilas Kuf Liseipku. Because Mavi Mitzchilas Kuf Liseipku, so if you decide to make the Anochi in any point, in any spot, between the end of the initial Daladamas and the end of the Kufamas, it'll be Chayim. Even though you don't need it, but suppose you'll make the Anochi in any spot there, so it'll be Chayim. So it's not as much of the neutral zone as in the case of a Mason, the Hamzal Plato, the Arstov. Suppose you'll decide in the midst of the stuff to make Anochi, it'll be Potter. There it's much more of the neutral zone. So we don't know how some colleague had the monarch when he came to Yibu. How can the monarch be stopped by Kim Tu? And we need to have a Mavechif as Mitchil as Dalgal Seta. So here is the crucial piece of the law.